Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
All these weird gadgets, you think they'd give you a radio?
What would you like to hear?
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Crew. This is episode 1789. And of course, today is special. You know why it is? Because it's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the work and blues and let your good times roll.
Yabba dabba doo. I'm John Dinkins, sitting to my, well, actually I'm looking at you because I'm at home, but is Dalton Barrett?
I'm here.
And what's Brian Barrett.
Hello.
The long stander.
Oh, yeah. The man with many ideas. I just heard some pre-ideas right before we came on the air this morning.
And he's bald.
Well, now, what's that got to do with anything?
I don't know. I just wanted to get that one in.
Well, thanks, flat, buddy.
13 days until Thanksgiving, guys. I can take that sweet potato dumpling right now. Yeah, I think he's going to make two bowls. He told me he was going to make two where I could have one.
I think I may make one next week upon your return.
Oh, you're going to get a pre-Thanksgiving sample.
I just need a little sample now, not a big one.
Well, no, I'm going to make a batch just to see, is this going to be something worthwhile?
You know. I'm the guinea pig, in other words. That's what I'm going to be.
Well, I'm sure Melissa might eat some.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a good girl. 41 days until Christmas.
Is it too soon to break this out yet? Is it too soon? Is it?
Jing, jing, ling, jing, ling, jing, ling, with...
Maybe a little.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Jing, jing, ling, jing, ling, jing, ling. What fun to hear the sleigh bells jingle. Jing, jing, ling, jing, ling, jing, ling. They set your heart a tingle. Jing, jing, ling, jing, ling, jing, ling. I love to hear our laughter mingle. Ha, ha.
You got to at least have that part.
Yeah.
Always play it to the least of that part. And sports this weekend, MTSU is at Western Kentucky Saturday, 1 p.m. airtime for that game. That will start when on WGNS, Brian?
What is it now?
Middle Tennessee at Western Kentucky. Pay attention. 1 o'clock airtime. Oh, is that when they call the air? 2:30 for the game, right?
1 o'clock airtime, 2:30 for the game, yes.
Didn't I just say that? Okay. High school football playoffs continue Friday on WGNS this weekend. And Tennessee hosts New Mexico State, and the Titans host Houston. And Vandy has a bye week. All right, there you go. And so football still number one, but there are a lot of basketball games becoming in our on our schedule.
I was going to say, it's getting close to you're not going to have any football to read. That list is going to get shorter and shorter.
November 18th, we open at Eagleville with Central at Eagleville for our high school sports coverage. And then from there on in, it's probably, you know, how many games, high school games, do you think we do, Brian?
Well, I don't know how many basketball we will do, but in a season, the average for the last, 10 years has been about 150 high school events.
Oh, wow, my hip. Oh.
Now that,
he loves to bust out that number.
That includes... the Thursday show and football season, that includes the coaches' shows. But if you add that 150 to the 150 or so MTSU events we do, between middle August and end of May, those 300 events, if you average it out in the number of days, it's like doing one event per day.
That's pretty good. Or yeah. The big G. That's
yeah.
Pretty good.
With our vast employees that, you know, just encircle this place. We can't even get them in here.
All three of them.
Are there three?
Well,
I'm part-time. I'm just part-time, adult.
I barely work here.
You're part-time. You and I are part-time, actually.
Yeah.
We have one full-time employee.
Who is that?
Me.
Oh, you? All right, our song of the day today, and it's the number one most TV's up, most iconic theme song, and it deserves to be number one. Here we go.
Number one.
So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, your love life.
That is your number one. It's from Friends, the theme song to Friends. It's by the Rembrandts, and it's called I'll Be There For You. Got a good show coming up for you this morning. Stay with us here on the Big G. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 52. Wind south-southwest 5 to 10. Saturday lots more sunshine. Winds become breezy. Highs warm into the mid-70s. Then a slight chance for showers developing Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boneless season. Sing for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a good night for Travion Henderson and the Patriots.
Snap to May. Looks to his left. He pumps. He throws. Fulton in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. And who caught it? Travion Henderson. A hat trick for the rookie.
You just heard it all on the Patriots radio network. They defeated the Jets 27-14 to extend their winning streak to 8. New England improves to 9-2 on the season. New York falls to 2-8. In baseball, Shohei Ohtani has unanimously won the National League MVP award for a second consecutive season. He's only the second player ever to win 4 MVPs. Aaron Judge has also won the AL MVP for a second consecutive season. He received 17 of the 30 first place votes. Cal Raleigh got the other 13 first place votes. This is Judge's third MVP. In the NBA, Suns beat the Pacers 133-98, and in the NHL, Kraken over the Jets 5-3.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after 6 our time here on the Wake Up Crew, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Manage your power with the MyMTE app, track energy, pay bills, and more. MTE serving our community since 1936. Got a Christmas parade coming up. The dates on those, Brian, I know Smyrna's is the week before, so tell us the dates of those Christmas parades.
So December 7th is Smyrna. December 14th is the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade, which we will have our first ever broadcast of that on Big G TV, and you mentioned right before about Middle Tennessee Electric and the partnership we have with them. And today we can announce here on the Wake Up Crew this morning that one of our four sponsors of WGNS Big G TV Christmas is Middle Tennessee Electric.
Oh, good. That show, by the way, that parade, the coverage of the parade, brought to you and executive produced by Dalton Barrett. So kudos to Dalton.
Don't give me credit till it's over, just in case.
And brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Electric, and there are three more. We'll kind of slip those in next week.
And brought to you in part by viewers like you. Thank you. No, it's going to be great. I'm excited.
So it's not only the Christmas parade, but special things that we do around this time of the year, not only the parade, but the we're calling it the 48 hours of Christmas magic.
Oh.
Well, I don't want to get corny, but one of the things I look forward to at WGNS, and it makes me feel like Christmas, I turn my radio on to WGNS, and I listen to the Christmas music, 48 hours of Christmas magic. I listen to it when I'm in the car going somewhere or visiting a relative or whatever. That's one of the big things about my Christmas.
And yeah. Middle Tennessee Electric is helping to bring that to you, along with new sponsors that we'll tell you next week, with limited interruption. I mean, you're going to hear song after song after song after song, just to make you feel like it's Christmas time, John.
And if you want something on top of that, we're also going to have, we won't have the Christmas music on Big GTV, but we're going to have the rebroadcast of the parade. We're going to have some fireplace video you can watch, cozy. Put it up in your living room.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure. Gail Robinson is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. We're always jumping in to help youth sport, the elderly, and anyone who needs a helping hand. Gail's going to receive flowers from Ryan's Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And this Good Neighbor tribute is poured by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring the neighbors who build up Rutherford County with their kindness and service.
Our friends at SRM Concrete helping you bring the Good Neighbor of the Day, but it's really viewers, listeners like you who kind of let us know who should be a good neighbor. So how do you do that? Text neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor as well.
Well, today is National Pickle Day. Eat a pickle.
Not Aunt Bee's pickles, though.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quaker Oak.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. Authorities in Rutherford County are trying to identify and locate the person responsible for shooting at a vehicle in Murfreesboro Wednesday. Authorities say the suspected road rage shooting happened on I-24 East between exit 76 and exit 78, Old Fort Parkway. It happened just after 5 in the afternoon. Police say a dark-colored sedan was cut off in traffic. That sedan reportedly began driving erratically before firing shots at a Nissan Titan along the interstate. Investigators are now searching for anyone who may have witnessed the shooting or has information that may help identify the suspect vehicle or driver. Goodwill of Tennessee has broken ground on a new education and training hub called the Opportunity Campus in Nashville's Metro Center. Goodwill says the new facility is the largest mission-driven project it's created in 67 years. Plans for the Nashville Opportunity Campus include a 100,000-square-foot facility for tuition-free adult high school, hands-on career training and certifications, and job placement services.
More news in 30 seconds.
The Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run raises money for life-changing research and resources. Whether you walk, run, or just cheer others on, you'll be supporting the nearly 60 million people in the U.S. with arthritis at the best holiday fun run ever. Put on your favorite holiday costume and come on out to make new friends. Registered participants get a special t-shirt and medal. Sign up today at jbr.org and get jingling. That's jbr.org.
Another landmark Memphis restaurant is closing. This time it's Newbies, a well-known favorite near the University of Memphis campus. The bar, restaurant, and music venue on South Highland Street is closing after 50 years in business. Restaurant owners say they will not renew their lease on the Highland Strip once it expires, but no reason was given for the decision. Newbies last day in business will be Sunday, November 30th. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we've been going down memory lane of some shows. I think last week we did the top shows from CBS all time. And today we're going to look at the top shows from ABC all time, I believe.
That's their old news sounder from back in the day, the Dizzy Day.
And this is according to IMDb. There are 30 titles on this list. We won't get through them all, but we could talk through them. Number one on their list, top ABC show of all time. Any guesses what the number one would be?
Number one. Grey's Anatomy.
That's a good guess.
Love Boat.
Nope, it is Lost.
Ugh.
Really?
Yep, Lost made the list as number one.
Intellectually speaking, it would be, I would think.
And I think it was a kind of event, one of the first big event TV shows. Yeah. Had to tune in. Number two on this list, I did not expect this. This is interesting. Scandal.
That was a pretty good show. Now, I kind of lost interest in it, but the first year or two of that show, I really enjoyed, and I don't know why I quit watching it, but it was on at a time when I couldn't make it, and I didn't catch up with it.
Number three, Modern Family. That was a big one. Big hit show for them.
I learned to appreciate that show in reruns. I binge-watched it.
Well, it didn't end until 2020, so it's, I guess, a more recent show. Castle is number four on the list.
Really?
That's Nathan Fillion came in. Grey's Anatomy came in at number five.
Okay.
A show that's been running for 20 years. Started in 2005. Number six, Once Upon a Time. A show I forgot existed.
Did you watch that as a kid? I mean, younger? Did you watch it?
I don't think so. It came out in 2011, so I think I was just a little too old for it when it came out. But
the concept was great, and it was another one that ran its course pretty quick, but it was really good.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
How to Get Away with Murder comes in at number seven. Ran Never six seasons. Ugly Betty, number eight.
Ugly Betty was a cute show, yeah.
I've never heard of that. That's a new one to me.
Obviously, they're not going back real far.
Well, that was 2006.
Yeah, but I'm talking, you know, of all time, you would think 60s, 70s or something.
Yeah, probably, maybe further down on the list, I'm not sure, but probably not. Not on IMDb. Revenge comes in at number nine. Once again, a show I haven't heard. The Goldbergs, number 10. That was good. Ran for 10 years. I remember that one.
It should have been Brian's show. He should have been all over that.
He was when it first came out.
Yeah, I did kind of lose a little interest in it as it went on. But
once they got rid of the dad.
Yeah, that was weird.
Nashville is number 11.
It was pretty good. I started out watching that a lot. Then I kind of lost interest in it.
But it was not on ABC every year. I think it started
the last 2 years was on CW, I think, or somewhere.
Yeah, it moved.
Okay, yeah, it did move. That's right.
Okay, now we're getting into some old stuff. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh yeah,
96.
That was a long time.
96 to 2003, ran 9 years.
Wow.
30-something.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool show.
Roseanne, 88 to 97 in its original run.
Yeah.
It's another one that kind of got old, and they brought it back.
Uh-huh. And it ran almost just as long as Roseanne did, the Connors.
Yeah. Let's see. Abbott Elementary, that's a new show. That one came out in 2021. I've heard it's really good. I've yet to see it.
I've watched a few episodes of it. It's really good. If you're a teacher, you're going to love it. We'll have more on, coming up in the next segment or two. It's time to do our Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
All right. You don't have a lot to do here today, Brian. Just hang on to the last three, I think. 1851, Moby Dick by Herman Melville is first published. 1856, American Gale Borden has issued a patent for technology related to his invention of condensed milk. In 1883, Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson is first published as a book. 1910, the first airplane flight from a deck of a ship. 1957, Milwaukee Brave Hank Aaron wins the National League MVP, later to become an Atlanta Brave. 1960, Ray Charles' single Georgia On My Mind reaches number one.
I said Georgia. Oh, Georgia.
1991, Michael Jackson's Black or White video premieres on Fox TV. They made a big deal out of that, didn't they, Brian?
Sure did.
In 2006, Casino Royale, 21st James Bond film, premieres in London, starring Daniel Craig. Standing by with Rewind. We've got more to come. 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
November 14th, 1960.
I sing for
Ray Charles hits the top of the charts.
My Georgia.
With Georgia On My Mind.
Oh, oh, Georgia.
November 14th, 1991. Fox Television debuts the Michael Jackson video, Black or White. Callers complained about the video's sex and violence.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
And November 14th, 1999. Gary Glitter, acquitted of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old fan. Just hours later, he was ordered jailed for child pornography. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 52. Wind south-southwest 5 to 10. Saturday, lots more sunshine, winds become breezy, highs warm into the mid-70s, then a slight chance for showers developing Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
A little bit more volume in the last few minutes. Westbound 24 here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway as that traffic starts to build coming in from Rutherford County into Davidson there on 24 as you continue past Bell Road as it gets heavier. 65 southbound down through Millersville. Watch for a little bit of radar. I-40 through certain parts of the Mount Juliet area. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car, big truck, no matter what county you're in, here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests. Pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Don't miss the big recycling roundup this Saturday morning at Nissan's gate number 5 in Smyrna. It's free, and you just drive through, making it even easier to recycle your household items. Again, that's this Saturday from 9 until 1 at Nissan Gate Number 5. That's at 983 Nissan Drive in Smyrna. 9 in the morning until 1 this Saturday. It's turkey time at Greenhouse Ministries. Drop off those frozen turkeys on Friday, November 21st. Greenhouse Ministries is at 307 South Academy Street. And the turkey drop-off is anytime between 6 in the morning and 6 in the evening. The Thanksgiving pickup is the next morning, November 22nd, and your pickup time is listed on each voucher. Thank you, Greenhouse Ministries, for all that you do to make this community better. Give the gift of life. Phone 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. One reason that we wanted to move here was to make it easier for our children. My husband and I know we are getting older and things do happen. And you need to make these choices and come before an emergency occurs. And then come and have the good life when you get here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Well, we're counting down the 12 days until Thanksgiving. Not the 12 days of Christmas. Well, 13 days until Thanksgiving. And, got big plans, everybody, here at the radio station and, of course, here on the Wake Up Crew. Do you have any Thanksgiving jokes you're going to throw out at us later, Ryan?
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week? Okay. Got that to look forward to. But we are looking forward to today's joke, so here we go.
Did you guys hear about the guy who only believed 12.5% of the Bible?
I did not.
He's an atheist.
I got to admit something, Dalton. I didn't pay a bit of attention to that joke when you're saying it.
I'm trying to decide if it was funny or not. That's a weird one. I'm going to give it a thumbs up. It's in a weird middle place where it's both funny and not funny at the same time. So good job, I guess. You confused me.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I got it.
12.5% of the Bible, eighth atheist. It's an eighth of the Bible.
Oh, okay. All right, 641 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us.
CBS News Brief. A powerful Pacific storm is pummeling California, threatening flooding and mudslides in areas like Malibu, devastated by wildfires earlier this year.
So important to always be prepared and always just be ready
Because you never know what Mother Nature is going to throw at you.
Every few years, things happen. Like, I think I'm more prepared today than I ever have been.
Federal workers are heading back to offices for the first time since the government shutdown ended.
Happy to be back in office and see the people in the streets and see the city life again.
The BBC has met one condition of today's deadline set by President Trump.
The BBC has formally apologized to President Trump over a documentary that edited different parts of his January 6th speech to make it appear he was explicitly advocating violence that day.
But CBS's Vicky Barker says the British network has refused to pay damages. The president's threatened a $1 billion lawsuit. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro is taking proactive steps to improve roadway safety through its Safe Streets program in partnership with the U.S. Department of Transportation. The initiative encourages residents to participate in an online survey identifying hazardous areas for drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians. Transportation Director Jim Kerr emphasized the city's rapid growth and the need to reduce the number of serious and fatal crashes. In 2024, Murfreesboro reported 82 such incidents, up from 67 in 2023, but still below 2022's 87. Kerr noted that the survey, opened through January 1st, 2026, will help guide targeted safety improvements across the city. Meanwhile, downtown Murfreesboro is seeing renewed momentum in a long-stalled development. Mayor Shane McFarland announced that One East College LLC project is moving forward, albeit without the previously planned hotel. The revised vision retains condominiums, office and retail space, public parking, and preservation of the historic First Methodist Sanctuary. The sanctuary itself, which has been carefully maintained with ongoing structural assessments, may become a restaurant or performance venue. Though City Council has yet to review the updated proposal, McFarland noted the city's need for office space may align well with the development's goals. After years of inactivity, the re-engagement of developers and city support signals a significant step forward for this key Murfreesboro property. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you listen. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam. That shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless sea. Sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Brentwood police are asking homeowners to be on alert after a couple of home break-ins that may have ties to organized crime. Brentwood police say two recent home burglaries closely match the tactics of an international crime ring known as the South American Theft Group, which has been tied to break-ins across the U.S. According to the department, both recent break-ins happened shortly after dark, involving suspects entering through a back door or window, consistent with organized activity seen other places. Police believe at least three suspects may be involved. Mega Millions lottery tickets ringing up across the Volunteer State. This as players hope to cash in on tonight's $965 million grand prize. The jackpot was last won on June 27th and has been growing ever since. Make sure you buy those tickets before 9 p.m., though, if you're playing. Good luck.
The Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run raises money for life-changing research and resources. Whether you walk, run, or just cheer others on, you'll be supporting the nearly 60 million people in the U.S. with arthritis at the best holiday fun run ever. Put on your favorite holiday costume and come on out to make new friends. Registered participants get a special t-shirt and medal. Sign up today at jbr.org and get jingling. That's jbr.org.
The country's largest lantern festival has returned to Nashville. It's called Zoolumination. A dazzling light display at the Nashville Zoo runs through January 4th from 5 to 9 p.m. nightly. Zoolumination then continues to run Thursday through Sunday through February 8th. Attendees can expect a magical experience, they say, as they roam through the more than 1,000 custom-made silk lanterns. And the best part, visitors can also see wildlife after dark with fewer crowds. From November 28th through Christmas Eve, you can visit the North Pole Village and visit Santa. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48, it's finally Friday, that's for sure, and we've got high school football playoff action tonight here on News Radio WGNS, and we are counting down the top ABC shows on ABC only now over the decades, and Dalton is going to continue with that search. Here we go.
1970 to 1975, we have The Odd Couple.
That was a good show, underrated a little bit, but it stayed on, probably 7 years or so, didn't it?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
Good show.
Desperate Housewives from 2004 to 2012.
I love that show. That was great.
I've not seen
it. Every Sunday night.
One that...
Terry Hatcher was in that.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen Desperate Housewives.
That's a pretty good show.
I was four when it came out.
Yeah.
Bewitched from 1964 to 1972. 6 years.
Well, you know, that's very special to me. My daughter's named after the lead character in that show. Didn't miss an episode. They had Darren and Samantha and Aunt Clara. I remember that show very well.
And the other Darren?
Yeah, the other Darren. That's when it started going downhill.
What's interesting is one of the Darrens was played by Dick York and the other one by Dick Sargent.
Yeah.
They had the same name.
Dick York was the first one, and he started having back trouble. I don't know, from a fall he had or an injury, and it got so bad he had to quit. So they got another one. He looked similar to him.
Charlie's Angels, 1976 to 1981.
Yeah.
Not a big Charlie's Angels fan, I take it. Dynasty. 81 to 89.
My wife loved that show, and we watched it. I wasn't that big of a fan, but my wife loved that show.
Leave It to Beaver was 1957 to 1963.
Oh, Wally and the Beaver. Yes, that's a great show. I still watch it on MeTV every morning.
Every morning?
Every morning. I don't miss it. It's like the news to me. I wake up with the Beaver.
Who's the Boss was 1982 to 1992.
Yeah, I watched it off and on. It was a good show.
About 10 years there. Blackish ran from 2014 to 2022.
I didn't watch that because of the time of the day that it was on, but when I did watch it, I enjoyed it. It was really good. Anthony Anderson, I believe.
1977 to 1984, Three's Company.
Brian, did you watch that?
I did. I liked Mr. Roper. You know, he was funny. John Ritter, of course, was good. I watched the pilot episode, probably a month ago or so, and it wasn't very good.
Well, the pilot episode never does.
No, and in fact, Jack was the only one that was on that show from the pilot through the first season, actually.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Dalton, he should never watch pilots.
No. No, you got to skip the pilot. The Brady Bunch. Oh, we forgot to do something this week. We're going to have to do it during the 7 o'clock hour. I've got to give my review of 911 Nashville.
Well, that's what we're watching today.
Yeah. The Brady Bunch, 1969 to 1974.
Yuck.
Laverne and Shirley, 76 to 83.
Yuck.
The Wonder Years, 88 to 93.
Liked it. Liked it a lot. You watched that too, didn't you, Brian?
Yep, I did. That and Doogie Howser were my favorites.
Yeah.
Happy Days, 74 to 84.
I liked it early. I liked it the first 4 to 5 years. And then, you know, when Fonzie jumped the shark with the on skis in a leather jacket, that was the end of it for me with Happy Days.
I mean, that's such a like a moment that they've named the term for when a TV show does that after they call it jumping the shark.
It did go on for like 5 more years, but it was that's when I ended it.
Boy Meets World, 93 to 2000.
You know, it was kind of weird, but I liked it. The humor in that was a little different, but it was a good show.
Lone Ranger ran from 49 to 57.
I'm not a big fan of the Lone Ranger, believe it or not.
That does surprise me.
Yeah, he looked too cartoonish.
97 to 2004 was The Practice.
I watched a lot of that. Yeah, did you watch that, Brian?
No, I never did. That Boston Legal was kind of big too during that, kind of a similar show.
Last one on the list, and my personal favorite, Twin Peaks, which ran from 1990 to 1991.
That was not on for very long, but it was really good while it was on. All right, thank you, Dalton, for that research, and it's time to celebrate some birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, November 14th, 1765, Robert Fulton, American inventor and engineer, the first commercial steamboat. 1904, Dick Powell, American singer, radio and screen actor. 1909, Joseph McCarthy, American senator who claimed communists infiltrated the U.S. government. 1954, Condoleezza Rice, the first female African-American U.S. Secretary of State. She owns a football team or something now, part owner. And Olga Korolenko, a Ukrainian-French model and actress who played the Bond girl Camille Montez in Quantum of Solace. Here are the local birthdays today. Diana Whitaker, Brian Goff, Katie Fox, William Wilson, Savannah Blackwelder, Travis Johnson, tomorrow Larry Keck, Lori Billingsley Porter, Lisa Tenpenny, Lisa Sims, Mary Morton Underwood, and Donald Stark.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday or anniversary with these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450.
We're approaching 6:55. Time to take that last look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 52. Wind south-southwest 5 to 10. Saturday, lots more sunshine, winds become breezy, highs warm into the mid-70s, then a slight chance for showers developing Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Saturday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier with that volume on 24 westbound here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic flowing in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson. 65 already a little bit slow southbound at Trinity Lane. Radar earlier down I-40 in certain parts of Mount Julian. Be careful through that section of Wilson County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car, for that big truck here in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/pluggedin.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy, we're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me, and we're going to go to Adam's Place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
CBS Entertainment, Billy Bob Thornton is back, and he means business.
Lawyer up, big boy, let's go.
This weekend, season two of Landman drops on Paramount Plus with Billy and Oscar nominee Sam Elliott as his dad.
What's the plan here? We're bringing you home.
Now, Billy told me he holds Sam in rarefied air when it comes down to his own path in Hollywood.
When you're coming up, you know, as an actor, you've got people that you think, well, if I ever do that, that's the way I want to be. You know, Sam's subtlety as an actor, just the realness of him, just always struck me in whatever he did.
Check out Landman Season 2 this Sunday on Paramount Plus. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We're going to take a little sign off here and get ready for hour number two. And what did we learn today? I'm just kidding. That comes at the last part of the show. Gail Robinson is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for always jumping in to help youth sports and the elderly and anyone who needs a helping hand. Gail's going to receive flowers from the people over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're good people over there. And this Good Neighbor tribute is poured by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring the neighbors who build up Rutherford County with their kindness and service.
Birthdays, anniversaries, along with our good neighbor of the day. It's all because of you, so you can let us know who you think should be good neighbor of the day by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Same for birthdays and anniversaries. We're taking those for today and for tomorrow, so let us know.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Stay tuned now for the news from CBS. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Storm blasts California.
It's basically like a river. Water's just pouring down.
U.S. considers Venezuela military plans.
With options, including strikes inside the country.
Colon cancer warning.
A pretty significant jump that we're seeing related to ultra-processed foods.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a powerful storm system is pounding California, helping fuel a major fire in the northern part of the state and raising flooding and mudslide concerns to the south. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
The Pack Fire in the eastern Sierra Nevada mountains exploded late Thursday night, damaging more than a dozen homes and scorching more than 3,000 acres. It's fueled by high winds from an atmospheric river, and crews grounded all firefighting aircraft overnight. The weather system pushed through Northern California yesterday, flooding roads and downing trees. Gary Kelly lives in the Eaton Fire Burn Scar area. He's been put on notice for a high risk of flash flooding, so he's preparing for the worst.
Anytime you have the fire that's spread through the hills and then you have rain, you know, that a lot of that mud can come down. So that's what I think everyone's worried about.
A U.S. Navy carrier group is approaching the Caribbean, and sources tell CBS News that President Trump now has options for potential military action inside Venezuela. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
As F-35 stealth fighter jets fly missions from a reopened naval base in Puerto Rico and Marines practice beach landings, sources tell CBS News the Pentagon is preparing for military action in Venezuela. On Wednesday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane presented President Trump with options for the coming days, including strikes inside the country. The largest aircraft carrier in the world, the USS Gerald R. Ford, will soon join several other warships in the region. One of the stated aims, take on the government of President Nicolas Maduro because of his suspected links to the drug cartels. The Maduro government is preparing for a possible invasion, state TV showing a military mobilization.
As the government continues to reopen after the long shutdown, CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the Homeland Security Secretary is touting bonus checks for some TSA agents.
Secretary Noem says that TSA agents who demonstrated, quote, exemplary service during the shutdown are going to be getting $10,000 bonus checks. She even handed out some literal checks during a press conference at the Houston airport. Now, the president has also promised to give bonuses to air traffic control who stayed on the job. But with all of this, it's unclear how the administration is deciding who gets the bonuses and who doesn't, and in some cases, where the money is going to be coming from.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on a new batch of 23,000 documents related to Jeffrey Epstein that have been released by Congress.
President Trump's name appears hundreds of times in the newly released batch of 23,000 pages of records and messages from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The emails and texts involving Trump include Epstein saying that he'd met some very bad people, none as bad as Trump, and that Trump once left his nose print on the glass as young women were swimming in the pool, and he was so focused, he walked straight into the door.
The Justice Department is sued to block new Democratic congressional district boundaries approved last week by California voters. There are accusations China is using AI to spy on American tech companies, financial institutions, and government agencies. And the firm Anthropic says its AI software was used in the first documented case of a worldwide cyber attack with minimal human involvement. CBS News tech contributor Chris Krebs.
I think that this is a sign of things to come. As security experts, we've been talking about events and attacks like this for close to a decade, and to see it actually come into life like this, it's pretty chilling, and there's a lot of work we have to do in the near future, I think, to stem the flow.
On the Health Watch, a new study suggests that eating too many ultra-processed foods could be linked to a higher colon cancer risk. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
When you increase from 3 servings up to 10 or more servings a day, the risk of having a precancerous polyp in the colon increased from 3% to 5%. Foods like sodas, which could include diet sodas, packaged foods, snacks, ready-to-eat meals.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that catch-up.
Ugh.
Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Texas A&M University is limiting classroom discussions on gender and race, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
University regents unanimously agreed to ban any courses from advocating race or gender ideology or topics related to sexual orientation or gender identity without a campus president's approval. The rule tightening comes after Republican politicians in Texas accused public universities of indoctrinating students with liberal ideas about race and gender. In September, Texas A&M fired a lecturer after a student accused her of teaching that there are more than two genders.
At Indiana University, a professor who showed a graphic labeling the Make America Great Again slogan as covert white supremacy has been removed from teaching a class under a new state law. The action came after a student complained to Republican U.S. Senator Jim Banks. Overseas, a new round of massive Russian attacks in Ukraine.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Clearing away the rubble after more than 400 drones and 18 missiles slammed into houses, schools, apartment buildings, and medical facilities in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Five European defense ministers meeting today to discuss ongoing support for Ukraine. At the same time, the EU is warning President Zelensky to address a corruption scandal in his government.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman is hospitalized in Pittsburgh after suffering injuries in a fall blamed on lightheadedness caused by a ventricular fibrillation flare-up. His office says he's under routine observation. Acting U.S. Attorney Alina Habba's New Jersey office was vandalized Wednesday night by a person who earlier in the day had been denied entry to the building because he had a baseball bat. The man who requested a meeting with her is being sought by police. When it comes to Major League Baseball, two names stand out, Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani.
Ohtani has done it again!
Ohtani won the National League MVP award in a unanimous vote. It's his fourth MVP. And Judge, the Yankee slugger, won the American League MVP for the second straight year and third time overall. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 52. Wind south-southwest 5 to 10. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Winds become breezy. Highs warm into the mid-70s. Then a slight chance for showers developing Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. More volume in the last 15, 20 minutes. 65 southbound coming down through Millersville right now. It's loading up pretty good with more volume. 24 westbound. It looks like it's kind of heavier there at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You still got that traffic volume trying to get in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County right now into Davidson there on 24 up through Antioch. Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Over 355 star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Hi ho, Ladybug, away!
Boy, isn't that a coincidence? I just slammed the Lone Ranger in the first hour.
I think that's probably why he did it.
That was one of the reasons why. Welcome into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. It is episode 1789 here of The Big Show. It is November 14th. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. Boy, is it around the corner. I'm talking about like 13 days, 41 days until we celebrate Christmas. But today, we are celebrating the fact that it is Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get in everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey!
It's Friday.
Yes, indeed. Friday, high school football Friday night is here as well, of course. And tomorrow we've got Middle Tennessee football at Western Kentucky taking on the old dreaded Hilltoppers, the 100 Miles of Hate. Also, Tennessee will host New Mexico State this weekend. The Titans will host Houston, and Vandy has a bye. And it is a fabulous Friday. Got the whole gang here with us on a Friday. It's been weird Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with all three of us. Normally it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I like it. I
kind of like it.
I wish Dalton were here every day of the week, though.
No.
Because he's one of my best friends.
That is, I feel that way about you too, John. But also, I don't want to be here every day.
I don't blame you. I don't want to be here every day either. But
maybe that's it. Maybe you just quit doing the days that I'm not here, and he can replace both of us for those days.
You know, there's something about him. You know, it's like an old dog that you have, and you really want to leave him, but then you look at him and he's like sitting there with that pitiful face of his, and you go, "Oh, okay, I'll stay another day or two. You know, keep on and just keeps on and on."
It's like an illness. It's like a disease. He's the COVID-19 of people.
Oh, wow.
Well, I haven't heard COVID-19 used in a long time.
Well, you gotta bust out the full name sometimes.
I say we still have a few cases of those, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, but they're treatable now, I think.
Yeah.
We've got what we're watching, and Dalton is going to take up the whole six-minute segment about what we're watching, I think, John.
I bet he will after seeing it.
I think I will, and I think my thoughts may surprise you. I'm very excited. If you haven't seen it by now, you're probably not going to watch it. But I'm going to have kind of like a scene-by-scene breakdown of the first episode.
Oh, my Lord.
I took notes. I'm on the notes app on my phone. I have notes for the whole episode. I broke it down scene by scene. I went in prepared.
Yeah, that's research, buddy.
So I had just a little bit of what we're watching news because I knew Dalton would be here.
Is this when we do what are we watching?
No, oh,
I'm going to take up the next segment.
He's going to take up the whole segment.
Okay, well, I've got one too, so don't leave me out.
Okay. Well, the Scrubs reboot, we've talked about that on ABC, And we now have a release date, January.
This January?
Yes.
I know they released the first picture of Turk and JD.
I'm sorry, February. The reboot of the beloved sitcom will debut February 25th Eastern Time with back-to-back episodes. Zach Braff is there. Donald Faison. Sarah Chalk. I think that's how you say it, isn't it?
I'm glad she's back.
Julie Reyes. So, they've got everybody back. John C. McKinley.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask, if Dr. Cox was going to be back.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Scrubs get ruined because they did leave? I mean...
So they ended the show, like, and it was a really good finale. Show's over, like, it shows them closing down the hospital and leaving, like, they do the sitcom thing where they turn off the lights and walk away, and then ABC was like, well, we're gonna do another season, and so they did, and it was Scrubs Med School, and they converted the hospital into a med school. And the original cast was only in about half of the episodes. And so they were in about half of them. And then the new kids were the rest of the characters on the show. And people did not like it. It's actually, I've rewatched it. I've seen Scrubs several times. And it's not bad. That last season, I don't think is bad. Dave Franco's in it and he's really good. But it was just different. And so I think that's why people were upset. And they're sponsored by, I found this out, product placement. They're sponsored by Figs Scrubs, which is the brand of scrubs that my wife wears to work.
Oh, nice.
So.
Well, John.
Okay, I'm going to tell mine. My youngest granddaughter came in the other night. They come by to check on me, the old man with a bad leg. And she said, let's watch a Christmas movie. So she started A Christmas Prince. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
And I'm like going, oh, me, another Christmas Prince where, they, you know, they find this girl and, you know, they get married. Well, it had a little different. It had the girl that plays on Ghost is in it. And it kind of had a little different. It had a mystery involved in each one of them.
Mm.
I sit there like an idiot and I watch Christmas Prince. A Christmas Prince wedding, and then A Christmas Prince, the newborn baby. I watched all three of them.
And she was only there for one of them.
And I'm like going, yeah, she didn't even make it through the end of the first one. And I'm like going, I just got hooked, and I started watching it, and I go, what am I doing? But I get hooked on Christmas movies, though. But they did have a little plot twist in all three of them, which brought it a little bit better than a Hallmark movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you seen Klaus yet on Netflix? That's my favorite Christmas movie of theirs. It's animated, but it's really good.
I watched Christmas with the Cranks. Stayed up and watched it one night. You'll watch anything when you're, you know, laid up.
Well, you've got to stay tuned because a thorough unveiling of Nashville 911 is coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a good night for Travion Henderson and the Patriots.
Snap to May. Looks to his left. He pumps. He throws. Fulton in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. And who caught it? Travion Henderson. A hat trick for the rookie.
You just heard it all on the Patriots radio network. They defeated the Jets 27-14 to extend their winning streak to 8. New England improves to 9-2 on the season. New York falls to 2-8. In baseball, Shohei Ohtani has unanimously won the National League MVP award for a second consecutive season. He's only the second player ever to win 4 MVPs. Aaron Judge has also won the AL MVP for a second consecutive season. He received 17 of the 30 first place votes. Cal Raleigh got the other 13 first place votes. This is Judge's third MVP. In the NBA, Suns beat the Pacers 133-98, and in the NHL, Kraken over the Jets 5-3.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. We have a menu, but if there's something that you really don't care for, there is an alternate menu. You know, you can get anything that you really like. I often get salmon.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
Menards Hawks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Parks has a team of experienced auctioneers and realtors who make selling your property simple. Whether you're selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of updates, repairs, or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
Menards Hawks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Parks Auction Company, committed to auction excellence.
Hold it till you're 27 and a half.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Got old tires, electronics, mattresses, or scrap metal you've been meaning to drop off? Well, here's your chance. Tennessee Environmental Council and Nissan North America invite you to the Smyrna Recycling Roundup, Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 983 Nissan Drive, Gate 5. It's your one-stop drop-off for hard-to-recycle items. And yes, it's free for everyone. Volunteer opportunities available. Donations are suggested. Nissan Smyrna Recycles, Saturday, November 15th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:22, Friday morning, November 14th, and it's time to do what we do every Friday at this time, what we are watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's Island.
Only once in the history of this show has there been an assignment given and an assignment completed. And John gave Dalton the assignment of watching 911 Nashville. And Dalton has completed that assignment. This is their theme song, by the way.
I would like to say...
Are you a fan of the theme song?
I'll talk about it. We'll get to the music. That's part of my in-depth review.
Sirens calling my name. Another night, another flame we can't tame. Boots on the ground, hearts.
That is definitely AI created,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I don't remember there being music or lyrics in the theme song.
Well, there is one. It's called Fire in the Heart.
Oh.
By, yeah, Chris O'Donnell.
Wow.
I
want to start by saying this. John gave me the assignment to watch the first episode of 911 Nashville, and I wound up watching the first three episodes.
Okay, and let me preface this by saying Brian and I both slashed the show. We did not like it.
Yes, I went in with very negative thoughts. I went in very skeptical of 911 Nashville, and I think 911 Nashville may be my favorite TV series I have ever seen in my entire life.
What?
It is the funniest show I have ever seen in my days. Now, keep in mind, I really enjoy bad B movies and bad, like, I love bad stuff, media to consume. 911 Nashville is not a good series. It's, in fact, a horrible series. And it is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, I get where you're going with this.
So to the point where I watched the first episode, paused the first episode, and about 37 minutes into it, because Megan got home, and rewound it and rewatched the first episode with her back to back.
And you remember what we said about pilot episodes?
Yes. And okay, here are my thoughts. The show opens at a what's his name? Kane Brown concert in Nashville. Kane Brown, who's one of the worst actors I've ever seen in anything in my life. It opens at a Kane Brown concert where, out of nowhere, out of the blue, a tornado just appears.
Which most places would have shut the concert down.
Well, not only that, but here in Tennessee, there's not going to be that many people at a concert when a tornado happens because we close things when it rains. And everybody would just be at home watching the tornado from their porch, not at the concert. But anyway, it jumps back in time a few days where we meet our two main characters, Chris O'Donnell and his son. who we know are firefighters because we've seen the trailer and the poster, but they're not fighting fires. They're bull riding or horse riding.
Yes.
At a rodeo. And my note just says for the rodeo scene, it just says, is this what the rest of the world thinks Nashville is like? That was all I said, because it's just the country music kicks in and here's everybody just...
I don't know rodeos in Nashville. I mean...
I think they do. So I did a little research that the rodeo that they were at was actually at Bridgestone. They filmed it there and they had stand-ins for them. But that was a real event at Bridgestone. So they did, you know, that was not staged for the show.
So an A-plus for accuracy.
Yes. Okay. I do think my thought on Chris O'Donnell... where it's revealed he's actually a firefighter after that first scene. I don't think his accent is as bad, and probably because I heard you guys talking about it, I think we just know what Chris O'Donnell sounds like, and so it's weird to hear him speaking with an accent. True. But I don't think it's that bad. True. So after we kind of meet our fire team at the beginning, there we cut back to just another just stereotypical Nashville scene. With a bunch of bridesmaids and a bride on a pedal car driving down Nashville for a bachelorette party, where there's an accident and the pedal car gets in a crash, and we're introduced to another character who is fully in an exotic dancer costume as a firefighter, and he walks out to help save the people in the accident. Where the brother, the son of Chris O'Donnell, says, you know, if you ever want to be a firefighter, you should come join us. And then it turns out that's Chris O'Donnell's long lost son. And that was the moment that I knew I was in. Once they revealed that, I stood up, my jaw hit the floor. I was like, this is amazing. And then I'll skip some other scenes from the show instead of just doing it. But there's this girl at Centennial Park celebrating her birthday. And one of the gifts she receives is a kite. And then the tornado hits. And the kite picks her up off the ground where she flies through the air on this kite. And it was, I mean, it's awesome. If you like bads, you got to watch it. You got to watch Nashville 911.
Excellent review. But the kite thing just lost me.
Oh, that's what sucked me in. That's what I knew.
Sucked her up into the air. Oh, my goodness. What a show. Well, that's... an in-depth review on what we're watching of 911 Nashville.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful. The residents and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's Friday. It's November 14th, episode 1789 of The Wake Up Crew here at 7:30.
And happy birthday today to Diana Whitaker, Brian Goff, Katie Fox, William Wilson, Savannah Blackwelder, and Travis Johnson. Tomorrow, we celebrate Larry Keck, Lori Billingsley Porter, Lisa Tenpenny, Lisa Sims, Mary Morton Underwood, and Donald Stark.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday or anniversary with these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website, and a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig. That's the prize. Get them in.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
A check of that weather forecast coming up for you now at 7:31.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 52. Winds south-southwest 5 to 10. Saturday lots more sunshine. Winds become breezy. Highs warm into the mid-70s. Then a slight chance for showers developing Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
Good morning. Traffic still building right now. 24 through the Antioch area coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's a little bit heavy here on 65 southbound this time of the morning, and that's what's happening through Millersville as that builds down from the north on 65 southbound there at Bethel Road. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, remember the name STR, Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Tennessee is working to reduce its number of economically distressed counties to 10 or fewer by the end of the year, a goal set by the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. As of now, 11 counties, including Clay, Grundy, Perry, and Pickett in Middle Tennessee, are considered distressed by the Appalachian Regional Commission. These designations are based on poverty rates, unemployment rates, and per capita income. Assistant Commissioner Brooksy Carlton of the EDC emphasized that rural communities deserve the same economic opportunities as urban areas like Nashville. The state focuses on both business and community development to improve economic outcomes, from recruiting manufacturers to revitalizing downtowns and supporting small businesses. The EDC also highlights local strengths like outdoor recreation and tourism. For example, Morgan County, once classified as distressed, leveraged the historic Brushy Mountain prison site to boost tourism with concerts, distillery tours, and restaurants, ultimately improving its economic ranking. Tennessee has made significant progress in the past decade, reducing distressed counties from 26 in 2013 to as few as 8 last year. In addition to the 11 currently classified as distressed, 24 other counties are considered at risk, meaning they could slip into economic distress if conditions worsen. Carlton noted that improving even one county's economic status benefits the entire state, and said rural areas offer key opportunities for growth. Only Wilson and Williamson counties have reached ARC's highest ranking of attainment. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint, all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport, and I just want to tell you about Adams Place. It is a wonderful place to live. Before I moved in here, a friend and I came together, and we always ate lunch and walked around. Do I know you? Are you new here? It's very nice, because it's easy to be in your own home and be isolated. It's nice to just come out of your apartment and find someone that says, hello, how are you? I mean, it just makes you feel good.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. For a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35 on the Wake Up Crew, and on Fridays, we love to kind of end our time together during the week with a little trivia. Dalton is here today for trivia, and John is going to ask us some trivia questions here, I think, right?
Yeah, today, boys, we have a combination of history and science. So, and I think this is supposed to be like on a 7th or 8th grade level.
Oh, good. So we're going to fail.
Well, you can't do any worse than your father did last week. Okay, here we go. What year, we'll start with you, Dalton, okay? What year was Facebook created?
2000, it's 4 or 5.
I'm giving you credit. It was 2004, ladies and gentlemen. He's a winner. Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's good, because I was going to narrow it down to 5, so thanks, John.
here's your question, Brian. What city was destroyed by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius?
Barrettville.
Can you steal?
Yes. Yes, you may steal.
Is that Pompeii?
That is correct. 2-0. Number 21. Who wrote a famous diary while hiding from the Nazis? This would be yours, Dalton.
That would be Anne Frank.
That is correct. You are on a roll. Brian, scoreless so far. Which ancient empire did Julius Caesar rule?
Rome.
That's correct. That was a really very small ding there.
Well,
Dalton, what year did World War I begin?
Oh, I have no idea. 1914.
That's correct. It was called the Great War until World War II.
That is wild because I just guessed.
Brian, what year did World War II begin? His expressions kill me.
1939 or 40?
Which one is it?
I'm going to go with 40.
No, go with 39. I'll give you credit. What city, Dalton, was the first capital of the U.S.?
Oh.
Think history. Think revolution, Revolutionary War. Think.
Wherever the Liberty Bell's at. Pittsburgh.
Can I steal?
Yeah, you can steal.
Philadelphia.
That's it.
Right.
I knew it started with a P.
Right with the Liberty Bell. What was the first U.S. state admitted to the Union, Brian?
Oh, Lordy. Massachusetts.
Steal.
I'm not even going to try. I don't know.
Delaware on December 7th, 1787. In what year was the Great Fire of London? That would be you, Dalton.
1876.
A steal?
1841.
1666.
Oh, okay.
Brian, who was the first woman to receive a Nobel Prize?
Nancy Reagan.
Steal? Would you like a clue?
A clue would be great.
Yeah, great. Let's get a clue.
She's also one of only 5 people who received the Nobel more than once.
That doesn't help me any. I have no idea.
Marie Curie. Now, you're doing so well on history. Let's go to science. I think it'd be you, Brian. What is the largest human organ?
The skin.
That is correct. Dalton, what's the smallest human organ?
I don't know. Kidney.
Steal?
Appendix.
The pineal gland in the brain.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's the score, by the way?
It is 4-4.
Oh, my. It is Brian's turn.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to be out of time. At what temperature does water freeze?
32 degrees.
Okay, quickly. What temperature does water boil, Dalton?
I don't know. Why would I know that?
I win.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
We're talking with Peggy Parton. What have you enjoyed most about Adams Place?
The wonderful people that are here. And certainly all of those that take care of us and guide us, and they have something going all the time, and it's delightful. And the security that you feel here, it's wonderful.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Okay, time to wrap it up here for this Friday morning, November 14th. We want to say hello to everybody over at Middle Tennessee Electric. You can kick off the holiday season in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual Christmas tree lighting powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. It's coming up on Friday, December 5th, 6 o'clock. And you can enjoy caroling, a visit with Santa, and watch the tree lighting all at the downtown square December 5th. Celebrate Christmas downtown. We're also celebrating Gail Robinson today, the good neighbor of the day from SRM Concrete, for always jumping in to help youth sports, helping the elderly, and just really anyone who needs a helping hand. Gail Robinson is today's good neighbor of the day. Thanks to Jenny Harrison and Ryan Flowers. They will send Gail a beautiful bouquet of flowers today. And thanks to Ryan Flowers for that and their decades-long support of the good neighbor of the day salute. And the tribute today, good neighbor tribute, poured by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring the neighbors who build up Rutherford County with their kindness and their service.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, it is time for our replay. Here we go. Did you hear about the guy who only believes 12.5% of the Bible?
I didn't.
He's an atheist.
Replay.
I got a thumbs up, even though we had to do math.
I was bored, so I didn't listen to it.
Either time?
I did that time, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I agree with your assessment.
You want a Friday bonus just for kicks?
Sure.
I often worry about German sausage.
Really?
I fear the worst.
Replay.
Worst.
I'd give that a thumbs up.
Would you?
Oh, well, we don't have to grade that one.
No, that's just a bonus.
That's just a Friday bonus because it's Friday, but... What have we learned today here on the Wake Up Crew?
Top shows of ABC of all time. That was a very, very good and good report. We also critiqued the great review of 911 Nashville. That was really, really good.
Thank you, John. I'm very glad that you gave me the homework of watching it. I did not expect to find so much enjoyment out of
the.
Neither did we.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, I think both of you, if you watch the next episode or whatever, watch it from the perspective of, I know this is bad, I'm just watching it to laugh, and I think you'll like it a lot more.
That's probably true. It's from the perspective that you look at it from.
Yeah. Which I think is why I think the show was made that way on purpose. It's supposed to be corny. It's supposed to be like a soap opera. They're making the episodes really quick.
Only the people of America will decide whether it's a hit show or not.
And so. People like it. So, well, for that reason.
John, did you know that we know one of the extras?
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Breezy?
Yeah. Bob Mueller.
Yeah, they were both in there. It was funny. I noticed that. I know, and one thing that I'm surprised you didn't point out because it was funny, but they were both on it and different news networks. Like it was not,
you know,
it was fake graphics. In the episode with the tornado, they show the radar of the tornado, and instead of using a tornado, they use a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
They use a radar overlay of a hurricane to show the tornado because it looks more like a tornado on radar, which is funny.
That was a huge tornado, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was the biggest tornado.
I mean, 3 days worth of tornado. And when the tornado catches on fire.
Boy, howdy. They just don't make them like they used to, like this song that is the most iconic TV theme song of all time. No one told you life was gonna be this way. That's from Friends. And next week, we're going to start looking at the Billboard Top 100 songs that became hits that were on TV. So that's next week. But you'll have to join us then. For John and Dalton, I'm Brian. See you Monday. I'll be there for you.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 52. Wind south-southwest 5 to 10. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Winds become breezy. Highs warm into the mid-70s. Then a slight chance for showers developing Saturday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling your home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I